Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ظلمت سنة من أحيا الظلام إلى أن اشتكت قدماه الدر من ورمي. ظلمت سنة من أحيا الظلام إلى أن اشتكت قدماه الدر من ورمي. وشد من سغب أحشاءه وطوى تحت الحجارة كشحا مترف الأدم. وشد من سغب أعشاءه وطوى تحت الحجارة كشحا مترف الأدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من العرب والعجم. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من العرب والعجم. نبينا الآمر الله فلا أحد أبر في قول لا منه ولا لعمي. نبينا الآمر الله فلا أحد أبر في قول لا منه ولا لعمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فمبلغ العلم فيه أنه بشر وأنه خير خلق الله كلهم. فمبلغ العلم فيه أنه بشر وأنه خير خلق الله كلهم. وكل آي أتى الرسل الكرام بها فإنما اتصلت من نوره بهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فإنه شمس فضل هم كواكبها يجهرن أنوارها للناس في الظلم. فإنه شمس فضلهم كواكبها يظهرن أنوارها للناس في الظلم. أكرم بخلق نبي زاله خلق بالحسن مشتمل بالبشر متسم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. كالزهر في ترف والبدر في شرف والبحر في كرم والدهر في همم. كالزهر في ترف والبدر في شرف والبحر في كرم والدهر في همم. لا طيب يعدل ترب الضم وأعظمه طوبى لملتشق منه وملتثم. لا طيب يعدل ترب الضم أعظمه طوبى لمنتشق منه وملتثم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My name is Ahmed, first year Alim course from P Port Elizabeth. My grandfather was Mahumma Inspector Sahib Ahmadullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is a share of Hazrat Mufti Raza Al Haq Sahib Daawan Barakatuh.
ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف اندری پر ہو نثار بےقراری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف اندری پر سار بے قرار تیرے در کی خاطروں دل سے ملی ہمیں مسرت تیرے ہر زمان زمین میں ہے گلاب جیسی نکھت تیرے جلوہ حسین سے ہے خمار سب پتاری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف عنبری پر ہو نثار بے قراری تو ہدایتوں کا پی کر تو رحمت مجسم تمہیں زندگی کا رہبر تو دکھے دلوں کا مرہم شب و روز دعائے کوئی اہل جائے نائے تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف عنبری پر ہو نثار بے قراری تو سخاوتوں کا مرکز تو انبیاء کا خاتم تو شرافتوں کا معدن وہ درود تجھے پہ ہر دم تیری ذات اوج پر بھی تیری شان ان کی ساری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف عنبری پر ہے نثار بے قراری تو ستائشوں کے قابل تیرا ذکر میرے فن ہے تو ستائشوں کے قابل تیرا ذکر میرا فن ہے میرے دل کی دھڑکنوں میں شب روز موجزن ہے تیری یاد کی جوانی سے دلوں کی آب آئی تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف عنبری پر ہو نثار بے قراری ذرا دیکھ لو مدینہ یہاں رحمتوں کے بادل ذرا دیکھ لو مدینہ یہاں رحمتوں کے بادل یہ تلاوتوں کے محف کی محفل یہ عبادتوں کی منزل کوئی رو رہا ہے پیارا ہے درود لب پہ جاری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف عنبری پر ہو نثار بے قراری میں کیا کہوں صحابہ شاید جہاں کے پیارے میں کیا کہوں صحابہ شاید جہاں کے پیارے وہی یار ہے نبی کے وہی دین کے ستارے ہے بلند ان کرتبہ وہ قرآن کے تقاری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف عنبری پر ہے نثار بے قراری اسی امت نبی کو کہے لگ گئی ہے نظر اسی امت نبی کو کہے لگ گئی ہے نظر جو کہ ایک لمحہ ہے یہی آ رہی ہے خبر کبھی ایک پٹ رہا ہے کبھی دوسرے کی باری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف عنبری پر ہو نثار بے قراری تیرا نام ہے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تیرا نام ہے محمد تیری مدح کے مرافن تیرا نام ہے محمد تیری مدح کے مرافن انصار تجھے پہ آقا میری شاعری کی درکن ہے رضا کی بس تمنا تیرے دیپ جان ساری رضا کی بس تمنا تیرے دیپ جان ساری تیری ہر ادا ہے پیاری تیری شان خاک ساری تیری زلف عنبری پر ہو نثار بے قراری
میں نے کچھ کسی کچھ بھی چھوڑا
نہیں نہیں
چھوڑ دیجیے
یہی میری نصیحت ہے کہ آپ کے سامنے گستاخی ہے
نہیں آئے مانا چھوڑ دیجیے کچھ بھی بتائیں اچھے
نہیں
کوئی
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد all praises due to Allah the master of the worlds peace and salutations درود و صلوات به اپنا بلابد نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in great abundance forever and ever حضرت has requested me to give some words of advice I myself am in need of greater words of advice. That is my advice, that you must always seek advice from the elders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for Haji Yusuf Saab and myself to go to Burundi in this safar. We returned last night. And previously, we had been to Burundi, Rwanda, Congo and Tanzania. Alhamdulillah, under the name of Madrasa Markaz al-Tahfiz al-Quran and an alim from Gujarat, India by the name of Maulana Khalil Ahmad Limbada has set up a madrasa and makatibs throughout Burundi and Rwanda and in some parts of Congo and some parts of Tanzania. Alhamdulillah, this safar we met the Mufti of Kigali, who is under the Mufti of Rwanda. And there are approximately, according to him, 80 maktabs that are already running. But in his words, he stated that, I know Quran. I can read Quran, and I think he's also a Hafiz al-Quran. But I cannot teach Quran. The art of teaching Quran is different from the art of reading Quran. So he has requested us to help him to establish teacher training for the ustaz that are already teaching, so that, as in the words of the Mufti of Burundi, they have the, in both these countries, Burundi and Rwanda, the government wants a Mufti that will represent the whole country. And the manner of appointment of this Mufti is that the ulama of the country, they vote for a Mufti who stands up for election, and they vote for him. So he says the first time that we went and we witnessed six students completing hijj, at that time he started crying and he's telling me that this is the first time I'm seeing people read Quran so clearly, and our children in our country, little children, taking the whole Quran and putting it into their hearts. I've never seen this happening in our country. In other words, that was the first time he witnessed a Hafiz who started his hijj in the country and completed in the country. And then when he was addressing the audience in the Jalsa, he said, if I had my way, then I would make these ulama that have come from overseas, they call them Muhindis because India in their language is Hind, and from India, Muhindi. I will give these Muhindis life visas. But now I'm encouraging them that get married here. Get married to our girls so that they can stay here and we know they're not going to leave. And alhamdulillah, in this safar, we learned, and he himself was there for this opening, or this laying of the foundation of the madrasa, four classrooms, where he said that he took Maulana Khalil to the Ministry of Interior and met the person in charge of visas and said that I am requesting that this man be given a life visa. So alhamdulillah, a lot of work is taking place, but a lot of work is still required. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important thing is that, as our elders in the Markaz say, that qubuliyat ho jaye. One is doing the work, and if Allah does not accept, then we are ruined. So whatever khidmat of deen we do, we do it with this dua also, that Allah accepts it. And alhamdulillah, Haji Yusuf Saab went in Ramadan also, and the silsila of zikr etc. has also started. And some of those ustads from Rohingiri, for example. Rohingiri is about 2.5 hours from Kigali. Kigali is the capital of Rwanda. And then from Kigali to Burundi, Kirundi, where we go, it is another 1.5-2 hours. So about 5-hour journey he came, because he knew Haji Yusuf Saab was coming, and he had this nisbat with Haji Yusuf Saab. And alhamdulillah, one nasihat that Haji Yusuf Saab gave him, he has about 160 students, two ustads in their maktab, and one brief, very, very brief karguzari, I didn't want to speak, but Hazrat Barakat, Allah is putting these thoughts in my mind and heart, that when we went the first time to this madrasa in Rohingiri in Rwanda, one brother came, says, my mother is at the bottom, if you'll allow, she'll come up. So he says, no, you represent your mother. He says, no, we came the last time to Kirundi, we want our brother to do hijj, but you all refused, now please take him now. Then the ustad is motivating and he says that when you all refused and he started by me, he has finished 10 juz. So the ustad is just a 4-month sati who is trained by us, can teach Nazra, he started him off. So I told Maulana, test him, tell him to read from somewhere. So Maulana told him, read from Wal Muhsana. He read 2 ayahs and I stopped Maulana and I said, the way he is reading, you should take him. Maulana is telling me that our room is full, we can only accommodate 60. The students don't have any body. 3 ustads, 20 students in each home, ustad's home. And they have small children, 7, 8 years old. So many of them wet the bed. The ones I took, the family, and the Maulana's wife is saying that this boy who read now, I used to tell Maulana, send him home. Send him home, because now I'm tired of pleading his bed. Send him home. The day he finished, I cried the most. Maulana made sabr and kept him, and today I am happy also. Alhamdulillah. So respected elders and brothers, this ustad from Rohingiri came to visit Haji Yusuf Saab, and he said that Hazrat Maulana Haji Yusuf Saab's direction, which Haji Saab learned from Hazrat, that make sure that we respect the Quran and have a covering for the Quran. So they don't know how to make these coverings. So he took one covering, opened the whole thing, called the tailor, and made for all the ustad, all the students, all the 160 students, made for them whoever, there are shortages of Quran also. So whoever has the Quran, many students share their Qurans, whoever had the Quran, for each one of them made a covering. So this is the talab that they have for deen, the pabandi of sunnah, whatever you tell them, alhamdulillah, they have the desire to learn. And Allah is making our task easy also. Maulana Khalil Sahib doesn't know much about building. But one brother, he made all of us cry because he came voluntarily, he knows about building, and he said that he will do everything, he will supervise the whole thing. So because they are poor people, and he's got 15 children, he's 55 years old, mashallah, and he says, Maulana, you know my wife is also expecting now. So he says, I don't want to take anything because my sawab is going to be reduced. If I say I want a salary, then that's my sawab in this world. So now, if you'll give me anything as hadiah, I'll take it because you know I've got 15 children. And these people, y'all are coming from India and we are, your children are not here. But our children are here, my child is studying here and I don't do anything for the madrasa. So therefore I want to do something. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas, grant all those that are doing the effort of deen in whichever field, grant every one of us ikhlas and qubuliyat. Jazakumullah.
Mufti Sahib's barakat just came to my mind. I don't know if you mentioned it, but it's also very important. In Indonesia, we have our student, Maulana Zainul Iroki. MashaAllah, is running a very, very good Darul Uloom for boys and for girls also. But they are also very hot also there. And in a small room, maybe about 7 by 7 meters, less than that, 6 by 5 meters or something, 20 students sleep there. So it is really very hard, no fan also, no cupboards they got, just one rod. They would do their own washing, the students do their own cooking in the madrasa, washing of the clothes they do their own, and they just hang it on their rods. And a nice solid building, mashallah. But then the classrooms, they've got some solid buildings, and others are made of bamboo. And the bamboo shacks are really falling apart now. So we also appeal that if anyone can donate, that they can build those classrooms properly. And they are making lot of qurbani. And mashallah, as we can hear everywhere, and we just in our dunya, our business, our living it up in our houses, our food, our clothing, holidays, one holiday, how much aren't we spending? If we transfer that money to Asherat, and usually when we think of donation, we think the rich people must give. But today, ordinary people, one holiday, how much aren't we spending? And whoever you hear now is on holiday. And how much one holiday cost? If we transfer it for the holiday of Asherat, many of us can afford. We don't realize it, but we can afford to give one classroom. Allah has given us. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to make these investments throughout the world and make shukr also one very important thing, shukr, and also naqadri, not to appreciate, is a very serious thing. When a person doesn't appreciate, Allah takes away that ni'mat. Here in South Africa, Allah has blessed us in many ways. So make qadr of these ni'mats. Don't let us make na-shukri. For example, one na-shukri, you're living near the masjid somewhere. Or your business or anything, you hear azan also. And you make namaz at home, you don't go to the masjid. There's na-shukri, na-qadri. And that happens, Allah Ta'ala takes away that ni'mat. Either such conditions come that the masjids are no more in existence. Or the condition comes, you become paralyzed now. Now you can't go because when Allah gave you the tawfiq, you had the opportunity, you did not appreciate. And Allah gives lot of respite and chance also. But then if we don't, Allah, may Allah protect us. So Allah has blessed us in many ways. And how we living here, it's like kings we are living, we don't realize it. What Allah hasn't blessed us. And over and above all that, our houses, are they not hotels and resorts? Eh? We got everything in our house, yet we're going to all resorts and to all places. And how much are we spending for the whole family, everything? One picnic today, how many people are gone? How much is this one picnic costing? So we should make it for Akhirat, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته بكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال تعالى وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله المولانا العظيم.
First we translate this very beautiful poem of Mufti Raza al-Haq Sahib Da'amat Barakatum with regard to the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From here, hopefully our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase our desire to read more durood and to practice more upon sunnahs also, inshallah, will increase. Teri har ada hai piyari, every action of yours is so beloved. For that we should study seerah. And everything, and when a person has seen the beauty of every action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every person likes to be beautiful, you'll bring those actions in your life, you'll become beautiful. If you want beauty, it is in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teri shan khak sari, in spite of every action of yours being so beautiful, by nature you are so humble. Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You don't only have good character, you are in charge. You have got the franchise of good character. You are the sole distributor of good character in the world. But in spite of that great, great high position, you are so humble also. تَيْرِ زُلْفِ عَمْبَرِ پَرْ. On your beautiful locks of your hair, the beautiful curly hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa nisar bi qarari. I become restless when I see the beauty. And like the Quran Sharif has explained it, as some ulama have explained, wadduha, the brightness of the day, the beauty of the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wal layli iza saja, and the night when it spreads itself over the beautiful black hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beautiful, wonderful white face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I just become restless when I see your beauty. And a person, if we study seerah, then you will see it. It's written in words, but you'll see the beauty of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And your house also so simple, so down to earth. Similarly, hame masarrat, what enjoyment we get. Just because the nisbat is what you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what great enjoyment don't we get. Tere har zameen mein, and you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, in all times, in all places, hey gulab jaisi nikhat, like the beautiful, sweet fragrance of the rose. We get that all the time, though we read it in kitabs, but it is as though we are getting it from your body, from your house, from your action, from everything of yours. We are deriving this great enjoyment. Teri jalwa haseen se, and your expression of your beauty, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hey khumar sab pe tari. Everyone is overtaken in a trance. We are just completely overtaken by your beauty. And at the same time, this now, for once we are hearing it, what if we every day have seerat ta'aleem in our house, and we can have this beauty in our houses and enjoy it. We have been saying this for many years, but who of us have started? Only one friend I know that he reports that many years now that I'm having ta'aleem of seerat in my house. Really, if we want barakat and rahmat to come into our house, bring, so to say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our house. That is, have the ta'aleem, have salatu salam. On a Thursday night, read 40 duruds, for example. And read a kitab on seerat. Bring, so to say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our house. That will be a king's house. What won't be that house? Teri har ada hai piyari, every action of yours is so beloved. Teri shan khak sari, yet you are so humble and so down to the earth. Tu hidayat ka pekar, you are the very fountain source of hidayat. Nobody can get hidayat anywhere in the world besides from Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The true teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that appreciate these Darul Ulooms, where this whole day and night, Qala Allah, Qala Rasul, all the time, this is echoing in these four words of the Darul Ulooms, the source of hidayat of the world, Allah has put here. And these Darul Ulooms really are the only places where the whole of deen is taught. Perhaps the whole of deen is not practiced anywhere. Perhaps like the cutting of the hands, for example. Where is that practice today? Lashing a person 100, you're in Burundi, they still do it. MashaAllah, in Kigali, the Imam of the Masjid, he says, time to time people come and admit we have committed adultery and we give them 100 lashes. But anyway, generally this is not. But where it's at least taught, the whole of being is taught. Every aspect, the Islamic economics, Islamic political system, Islamic military affairs, all that which is taught are in this Darul Ulooms. So these places, to hidayat wa kaqeqa, the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tu hai rahmate mujassam, you are a complete embodiment of mercy. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. Tu hai zindagi ka rehbar, you are the guide of our lives. As we put on our GPS, we go where we want to, but the guide, our GPS of our life is Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu. Now if we are not attached to it, if we haven't got a GPS navigator, how are you going to reach your destination? Who are you going to ask? Now if we haven't made Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our guide, how we can reach our destination? We won't even know what our destination. We won't even be able to fix a destination in our GPS if we haven't made Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam our guide. And how many of us, not one durood a day in our lives, not the thought of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Even if we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, but our thoughts are not with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then how can we find our direction in life? To dukhe dilo ka marham, you are the balm, the ointment for sore hearts. Anyone whose heart is sore, anyone who's got pain in his heart, start reading the Durood Sharif and see that pain goes away. Bring the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many people come and complain? Financial problems, this problem, that problem. But deen, life is far from deen. To bring deen into our lives, and you've got this solution. You've got the ointment, but we're not applying it. We're not bringing the deen of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our dressing is not according to Islam. Our ibadat is not according to Islam. Our getting up and sleeping, walking, and that, nothing according, and we expect solutions. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the ointment for the hearts that are hurting and that are paining as well. Shabaroz niya du'ane. Mufti Saab says all the time, what is this word? What was the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Koi reh na jaye nari. That there must be a single person going to Jahannam. That will be there. That a person who's on the road of Jahannam, you'll get the beautiful roses who grow in here. You'll enjoy your life, but be on the road to Jannat. Teri har ada hai pyari. Every action of yours, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so beautiful. We don't even have the time to see the actions. And fortunate is that person who sees them as beautiful. Allahu Akbar. With one other point, just imagine. The Quran Sharif, one ayat, there is one ayat of the Quran, but the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his whole life also. Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. We haven't made for any man, rajul, man, that he has got two hearts in his inside. So a professor told his class that the Quran Sharif, na'uz billah, is inaccurate. The Quran Sharif should have said, we have not made two hearts for any person, not for any man, because a woman also hasn't got two hearts. Immediately a young student stood up and he said, you are saying wrong, that when a woman is pregnant and expected and she's got a baby in her, she's got two hearts in her inside. And if she's got twins, she's got three hearts, and two triplets, four hearts. He was dumbfounded and silence with shame forever. Such, and these people who make this cartoons, na'uzu billah, of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, the reason is we haven't displayed who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they can go to town and bring all negative or things with regard to Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we will show, and for example, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, there was a madrasa jalsa in Dhabir. He was sitting on the stage, and a very prominent top of government person, a Hindu, when he just saw the face of Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, he said that this face is proof that he cannot be a liar or he cannot be on the wrong religion. And this is, if his face, then what must be his master's face like? If an ummati's face is like this, what must be his master's face? So our whole being, but we're not represented. We want to be top businessmen, we want to be top professionals, we don't want to be ambassadors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to be in all other fields. This is our field, that the sunnah of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his lifestyle, that must be within us. To sakhawato ka markaz, we are the very, very, we are the center of generosity. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generosity, people used to come and ask him over, and he says, when everything got finished, you know I don't keep back anything from you. I keep for tonight or for tomorrow, I don't keep. Whatever I got, I give it. Now at the moment I don't have. Like that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the Sahaba. There are those cases in the hadith that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was in charge of the finances of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Couldn't go and take loan from Jewish people. And he used to make very hard conditions, but just to help the people. Who of us today took a loan to give a donation in a madrasa? We are not responsible according to Sharia. But the jazba, we took loans to buy goods in the shop. We took loans to extend our houses. Maulana Panampuri rahmatullah Ali says, he was an imam in Bombay. He said, I took a loan to build a toilet for the masjid, because there were no toilet facilities for the people in a city like Bombay where anyone to come for namaz. So to facilitate the coming to the masjid, I built a toilet for them. So the Jamaat told me, for a toilet you could take a loan, and to go out in the path of Allah you can't take a loan. Right? For these we can't take out loans. For dunya we can take out loans. So our Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took loans from Jewish people to help our people also. To the anbiya ka hatam. We are the seal of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But we will say the cherry on the top. Wa itamuhu whisk. You are doing the beautiful seal, the end of all the anbiya. And like somebody had complained that if you say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is rahmatul lil alameen, then you are saying that is khatimun nabiyyin is not correct. The two cannot go together. If it's rahmat for the whole world, then he closed the doors of rahmat because he's the seal of the anbiya. Now no nabi will come, so he closed the door of rahmat. So how can, and if you call him khatimun nabiyyin, then he can be rahmatul lil alameen. So he's one of the two. Allah Akbar. What a beautiful answer was also given, that he was the seal of the rasuls of the anbiya, but he opened the doors of hidayah. Al ulama'u warathatul anbiya. And the amount of ulama that has come in this ummah, and what work of being. Allah Akbar. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, the ulama of this ummah will compare and perhaps surpass the anbiya of the past. With the knowledge of, by the barakat and the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can reach there. Risalat's darja, nobody can reach there. But this ummah, what ulama Allah has blessed this ummah with. And when we say ulama, don't think here. Know who Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, Mala Rashid Ahmed Gangroi, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Allah Akbar, what ulama Allah has produced, and even presently what ulama Allah has produced in this ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the doors of rahmat wide. The doors of Nabuwat was sealed, but he opened the doors of Allah's rahmat to flow very widely. You are the mine of all dignity, respect, sharafat, greatness, dignity, honor. You are the very mine. Anyone who wants dignity and honor, you won't find it in university degrees. You won't find it in you being called a millionaire and a billionaire. You will find it how much sunnah you have got. You can be the poorest person in the town, right? But you have got a life of sunnah, you will have the greatest respect. That is in this dunya. In the akhirat it will be even much, much more. Durood tujhpe har dam, all the time, may there be durood upon you. Yeah, you think how much durood do you need? There is half inchi, phir bhi, your being is very, very high. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكْ. Very high we have made you. But تِرِشَان إِنْكِسَارِ. But your very nature is humility and humbleness all the time. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he walked with his Sahaba, he didn't like to be distinguished. That this is the Nabi. He walked in them, not like in front of them. That all that somebody can make out this is the Nabi. When he came to Madinatul Munawwara making hijrah, so only two people, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. The people couldn't know who is the Nabi and who is the Khadim. What is Khadim, he left a life like that. So was there, so simple and down to earth. Teri har ada hai pyari, every action of yours is so beautiful. Teri shaan khak sari, by nature you are just a humility. To sataisho ke qabil, you are worth every praise. One shub ila dhatihi ma shi'ta min karam. Whatever praises you want to praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do so. Tera zikr mera fun hai. To remember you, this is my pet subject. This is my hobby to remember you. May Allah make it for us all also. Not only now that we are here, but all the time to think of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Meri dil ki dhadkano mein, in the beats of my heart, the beats of the heart all the time, shab roz maujazan hai. You are embedded in the beats of my heart. And who of us can say that? We hardly think, even when we don't read durood also. In namaz when we read assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi, our minds, where we are? Everywhere else, where have we got the thoughts of Nabi alayhi salam? Yet we regard ourselves as great heroes of Islam, and doing such great work of Islam, we don't even think of our Muhsin, Muhsin Azam, our great, who showed such great favors on us. Mawlaka lama khalaqtul khalq. He did not do it for you. The creation should not have been created. Agar Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam na hote, to kuch bhi nahi hota. But we don't even appreciate. A dog gets a piece of bread from your dog, it's loyal to that house. Doesn't leave that dog. What haven't we got from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And not even one thought of Aliya Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Teri yaad ki jawani, the youth of your remembrance. When a person is in youth, he's in full vigor. So like that, the remembrance of them, not like an old man, now he can't even get up, his mind is not clear. No, when in your youth, the remembrance of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say dilo ki aab yari. That is the irrigation of the hearts. If you want your heart to become alive, then with your full vigor and force, will remember Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any person who will be thankful to his parents, to his ustad, to his sheikh, that person will progress very far. Otherwise it will be just a awkward picture. There won't be any reality. Allah puts barakat in that person's life who is thankful and appreciative of from whom he got his things. As far as our dunya, our existence, we got it from our parents, your knowledge from your ustad, and your being from your sheikh, and a person who acknowledges and appreciates. These are the people who go very far in life, and Allah takes lot of work from them. Zara dekhlo Medina, have a little look at Medina. Just imagine now Medina, and Medina of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yaha rahmato ke baadal. All the time now so Allah's bring the clouds of mercy are descending there. Ye tilawato ki mehfil. In the Haram Sharif, mashallah. You see to how much of tilawat is being made. Everyone busy with the Quran Sharif. Ye ibadato ki manzil. And the people are busy in the ibadat of Allah. May somebody in namaz, somebody in dua, etc. Koi ro raha hai pyara. Somebody is crying so beautifully in his dua. You envy that person how he is crying. Hey durood lagte jari. How many people all the time, just durood Sharif especially, even today around the Rauza Mubarak, people are engaged in Rauzatul Jannah. What we call Riyadul Jannah. How you don't get place ever there. How difficult to find place to make two rakats namaz, to make a sajda, people tilawat, durood all the time. Teri har ada hai pyari, teri shaan khak sari. Me kya kaho sahaba, that was Medina. What to say about your sahaba? You are taken aback. You have no time for anything else. Unfortunately, we got time for everything else, but not for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not for his sahaba, not for Medina. Shahid-e Jahan ke pyare, the king, the beloved of the king of the two worlds, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, what great man. So you think of them, wahi yaar hai Nabi ke, those were the very friends of our Nabi, his day and night was spent with them. Wahi deen ke sitare, they are the stars of the deen, bi ayyuhum iqtadaytum, iqtadaytum, whichever star you will follow, you will be guide it right. He balan unka rubba, their position so high, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum wa aradahu. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah ta'ala. We are Quran ke thay qari. How we should read Quran? The whole night. In Fajr namaz, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the whole surat qaf. About 5 pages he should read, and how he used to cry, and the sobs of his crying should go right to the back steps, how he should cry reading the surah. So how do you connect it with Quran Sharif? Teri har ada hai pyari, teri shaan khak sari. You see, ummat-e nabi ko, but it looks like that this very ummat which was so high and lofty, kahi lag gayi hai nazre. This is the Maulana Mufti Sahib's evaluation that somebody's nazar has fallen on this ummat. Otherwise, how could this ummat, really if we think there isn't a single point left out in it for it to be the highest position. Why is the ummah today, what condition it is in? Mufti Sahib says, it looks like somebody's nazar has fallen on this ummah. Jo chi'e lar rahi hai. This ummah that was run, all the time they are fighting. Wherever we were, and very sadly, how many places Muslim killing Muslim all the time. Yehi aa rahi hai khabre. This is the information we're getting all the time. Kabhi ek tik raha hai. One is being hit here. Kabhi dusre ki bari, otherwise the other one's chance now. All the time, wherever the whole world, we see the condition. This was not supposed to be. What has brought this ummah here? The differences in the ummah, the unmindfulness of our being, giving preference to dunya, which are the analysis in the hadith, the diagnosis in the hadith. This is the reason why this ummah has become like this. Teri har ada hai pyari, teri shan khak sari. Tera naam hai Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kaisa pyara naam hai Muhammad. Your name Allah has kept and the praiseworthy. And it, Muhammad so beautiful, and it could be so, and if we know Muhammad, to say Muhammad will give you the enjoyment of Jannat. Tere madhate mera fan, your praises is my subject, is my hobby. Ho nithar tujh pe aqa, may everything be sacrificed on you, meri shairi ki dharkan, the beats of my poetry, may I use it only to praise you, O my Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. He rada ki bas tamanna, Mufti Sahib say, this is what my desire is, teri dil pe ja nithari, that I give myself completely my life and soul on your deen. Tere har ada hai piyari, teri shaan khak saari. May Allah give us some connection with our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and bring his the sunnahs and his fikr into our lives, the iman on our Rasul, then the muhabbat of our Rasul, the azmat, the greatness of our Rasul, the ittiba, to follow our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to bring sunnahs, to have the fikr of our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to have the zikr, to talk about and remember and read Durood Sharif, and to make ziyarat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. If a person has got love, and if your mother is living and you don't go and visit her, you can go for holidays, you're going to traveling the world, but you can't go to visit your mother, then it seems that you are not true in your love and respect of your mother. At one time, one person was saying some things, Jamaat brother, to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and then the discussion came of in Jovan, of Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. So Mufti Sahib said, you can travel the whole world. Jalalabad is so near. Why can't you go here? He's your sheikh and you're not going to your sheikh's khidmat. Hey, so Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you can travel the whole world, you can do everything. Can't you make ziyarat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam? And in fact, at least once in a lifetime, make your niyat of going solely for making ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasalam. Not even for Umrah. Do Umrah by the way. We normally go for Umrah. And by the way, we go to Medina Sharif also, which is also, but show your love, that your niyat is of the journey in the days of before, and mashallah, one friend of ours who's still alive, may Allah restore his position, everything, used to go to Medina Sharif, and on, he goes to the hotel, Allah gave him love, books a good top hotel, takes his bath, changes his clothes, puts on itar, goes and reads Salatu Salam, not even there is time for one namaz. And then he leaves again. But he makes sure, whenever he's traveling there, that he goes for ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a very great ibadat, the ziyarat, and the shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which also, due to external forces or internal forces, today we don't even know of making in our du'as. When we were small, it was very prevalent. The imams, du'as, everyone, we were taught in the madrasa to take the sifarish, the shafaat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Today, it's a great, great namat of Allah which is available for us, which is open for everyone. And what and what work and du'as cannot be accepted by the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we don't take that. In fact, the intercession, هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته on the lock of the Rosa Mubarak inside. On the lock it is called Misratab. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. He is the beloved of Allah that we have great hope, yaqeen in his intercession. من كل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. Of all the very very frightening things that are going to come in the future in our life, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Maulana Muhammad Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullahi alayhi, Qasim al-Ulum wal-Khairat, he says, Ajab Nahi, in his beautiful poems of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all this, these poems and others, Allahu Akbar, will just stir a person. Inshallah, this kitab will be printed soon on the Fazail Durud, which I have now compiled. One was the one that is there, in where I have included many, many poems of our great people, and those poems that had a great effect on me, I have included in them. So Maulana Qasim Sahib writes there that Ajab Nahi Ki Qiyamat Ki Roz, it won't be far-fetched, it won't be astonishing that the Ummah's gunas will be weighed in good deeds because of your position, your shafa'at. And so Allahu Akbar, what a position Allah had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah let us understand. Today we would like to discuss a little bit on the importance of the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is also a very, very important aspect. We find almost every person today, we are influenced by other things. Our youngsters, by some sports person, and they want to dress like that sports person, excel. Other youngsters with some film actress, with some dancer. What terrible things, which unbelievable. And one person wrote, a girl, Muslim girl, she wants to go into the South African Defense Force. What interests today have been changed? When they explained to her the amount of rape cases that take place in the Defense Force, and all the other harms that they are, then Alhamdulillah she changed her mind. But today, who of us make our niyyah that we want to be followers, true followers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow his sunnahs? Today people, politics is a major thing. Today the doors of politics are open for everyone in the country. People are aspiring to get top positions in politics. Business, today business doors have been opened now. The world is open in front of you. Everyone wants to do import, export. Everyone wants to become richer. But who is it that will want to bring the sunnahs in his life? And that make that his ardent desire. And that make his object to learn every sunnah, to have the love of every sunnah, to practice every sunnah and to propagate every sunnah. And there are so many ways, mashallah. One girl who was mashallah here with us, now she's married in Zambia, and she started a mission of bringing the sunnah alive. So everywhere, I just can't remember that caption she has got, but everywhere you enter the house, the sunnah is written. Before you enter the toilet, the sunnah is written. Everywhere, all the sunnah. There are various ways that a person can propagate sunnahs. For example, there is one lady from Philippines. She has opened a website, a hadith a day. So just one hadith comes to you every day, you are reminded of the hadith. Now that you have got the knowledge, but to be freshly reminded, if you have a website, sunnah a day. How many people? We SMS a sunnah a day to a person, or for a week, whatever it is, and you bring one sunnah alive. There are many ways that a person can do. You don't have to be a maulana, you don't have to be an imam to do. Every person can do. And the biggest thing, start it in your own life. How many of us, we don't even do it in our own life? With regard to that, the Quran Sharif says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. This ayat, the Shan and Nuzul actually was when the Jews claimed that they love Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala revealed, if you really love Allah, then you have to write an exam paper. You have to be tested for that. And what is the exam paper? فَاتَّبِعُونِ. A person who loves Allah will have to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will be the proof. لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقًا. For every word that you say, there is a reality. You can say, I know my word very well when you are tested. A hafiz says, I know my Quran very well. When you come on the musalla, then it will be understood and said, how much does he know your Quran? Just to make claims is quite in order. A person puts up four bamboo sticks and put up bamboo leaves on top. and he writes the Hotel Paradise on the pavement. Just by you writing Hotel Paradise doesn't make that little bendy structure of yours Hotel Paradise. So for everything to say that I love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who will deny that? Everyone, but the proof of it is, which Allah has put the test there, Allah made the exam paper, فَتَّبِعُونِ, how much are we following in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sunnahs. And we are also, we should not fool ourselves with some outward sunnahs, topi, beard, kurta, etc. And that also we should test ourselves. Are we doing it just to impress the people? When we are on our own, we are on a picnic, we are on a holiday, then finish, Bermudas now, t-shirts now, topi is thrown off, and now where are you following the sunnahs now? And when you are in another environment, then you don't follow this. Like that you talk a lot about sunnahs, the importance of it, but the time of marriage comes for yourself, your children, then sunnahs are thrown one side. Everything is done now against the sunnahs. So where is the proof of it? Sunnah is that you will follow all the time, in every aspect. When smallest the excuses, then we give up the sunnah. There's the education of our children, that daily education, the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very important, etc. But when it comes to the education, our children when they are born, generally, it can be today, it's not long ago, we heard those when we were small, the mothers say, reading Quran to the babies, reading Qul Huwa Allah, Alhamdu Sharif, some nizams, na'ats to the babies, and in that, their lives will be molded like that. Today we'll practically never hear it today. And today, if a child is born, and you have to put on a kurta for the child who is a day old, a week old, everyone, from now kurta already, but put on a t-shirt for them with funny things written on it, all that, and everything, not a sign of a Muslim, it's acceptable to everyone. Everyone accepts it. But a little bit about Islam, put a little topi for the child, now it's too hot for him. Put on another cap, which is a hot cap, but is a fashion cap, that's not too hot. But the topi is too hot for the child. So we claim sunnah, so فَتَّبِعُونِ, follow in my lifestyle. Not only make big claims about it, and everyone will see how we can upgrade ourselves. Everyone wants to upgrade. Your health, you want to improve your health also all the time. If there is nothing wrong in you, now you want to become like a bodybuilder. Now you want to put on muscles, etc. All, every person, all the time he wants to upgrade in every field. Your house you want to upgrade. Your car you want to upgrade. Why our being, which is the most important, we don't think of upgrading it. So that is very, very important. So Allah Ta'ala, فَتَّبِعُونِ, that is the test. And Allahu Akbar, in return, what are the great in'am? Not only that you pass the test, but what accolades Allah will shower upon you. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you. And if you get the love of Allah, what more does a person want? And not only, then Allah declared also on that, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, your sins also I will forgive. In other words, Allah knows you are my parcel. When you have read the parcel, you know what is inside. Somebody else might not, you are my parcel. وَأَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ, He knows you more better than yourself. When you were still, you were made out of mud and sand, and when you were a jinnah, a little, just a clock in your mother's womb you were, I knew you very well. I know you, and I know أول الناس, the first of mankind was the first person to slip also in air when you his children. But I declare that you follow my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will forgive you all your gunas also. So how important is not the sunnah? Allah Ta'ala says, and how many ayat of the Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ, how many people who try and take objection to various injunctions of being shown in the Quran? Today, ordinary young girl, young boy, anything you tell them, show me in the Quran. Show me in the Quran. This ayat says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَقُذُرْ. That what the Rasul has commanded you and given to you, you take that. That is part of your being. Everything doesn't have to be in the Quran Sharif. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And what he has forbidden you from, you stay away from those things. So all that becomes part of the Quran, because the Quran has instructed that. So the importance of following sunnahs can never be overstressed. It is so important. Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi, yes, mashallah, Maulana just read now, and we should think also how beautifully he has put the importance of sunnahs. He says, Zalamtu sunnata man ahya layali. I have made zulam, I have done a great wrong to the sunnahs of that being that used to stay away during the night. Until his legs swelled up also. What sacrifices? The battle of the trench, that Nabi of ours who fastened two stones on his stomach, and today I follow the ways of his enemy, the ways those people who displease Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I follow in that way, and then I still cling to love Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. This true facedness of ours, this nifaq of ours, that we claim so much love, but we are following in the ways of the enemies, and we don't even realize and understand for ourselves what big enemies we are of our own selves. So that also shows the great importance. Our Shaykh rahimahullah, what beautiful, how many poems our Shaykh has said with regard to the importance of sunnah. The one poem which Allah in His mercy has made famous in the world, Naqshi Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. The footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam following his sunnah, this is the road to jannat. And that is what Allah has said, that you follow sunnahs, Allah will love you. When Allah will love you, He'll make that jannat will come. He'll make your life of dunya jannat already. So naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai jalla jalaluhu sunnat ke raaste. A person who will follow sunnahs will be now immediately connected with Allah. And if you got Allah Ta'ala, you have got everything. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. If you are mine, O my Allah, everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera, the earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. And if you are not mine, nothing is mine. So by just following sunnats, and sunnats, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. The easiest way, whatever you want to do, the easiest way to do it is sunnat tariqa. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way. Anything you want to do beautifully, read the way of sunnat. Teri har ada hai piyari. Every action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful. If a person, for example, travels anywhere and he sees a beautiful lady's handbag, beautiful shoes, dress, if my wife wears this, she looks so nice, I will really enjoy looking at her. You buy it, you bring, you give it to her, she wears it, she looks so nice to you, what an appeal. So what Allah likes the best, He gave to His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And whoever will follow that, Allah Ta'ala, Teri mehboob ke ya Rab shabahat leke aaya hoon, tu isko haqeeqat kar de, main surat leke aaya hoon. And we can only come with the outward form, but that outward form has got such great value by Allah. The magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, commonly and more famous is that they came with the outward form. Some ulama have written another great reason also, adab they had. They offered Musa alayhi salam that will you show your magic according to their thinking? Will your magic first, or must we this offer they had made? Allah loved that also. That they were not bold and they were not insistent and authoritative, but they humbled themselves. And the other, they dressed like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. On the spur of the moment, Allah gave them that iman, which a person will take normally decades to achieve such level of iman. That at that moment Allah gave them that iman, and when Fir'aun threatened them, that I will put you on the gallows, hang you by the trees, and let you die a lingering death, cutting off your one side of the hand and one side of the leg, they said that, فَقْلِي مَا أَنْتَ قَاذُ, do what you want to. we are not worried at all whatsoever. We are going to the dunya, and the sufferings of dunya have become just nothing in their eyes. And this is a reality. When a person, the level of iman develops, then to get mutilated in the battlefield, it means nothing. Your eyes, Allahu Akbar. In the battle of Shamli, the battle, the ulama of Jordan, really, they fought against the British to expel the British, because their very sinister idea was not only to rule the country, they were just an outward friend, but the idea was to convert every person and make him a Christian. And wherever they are, and Christianity is also not their object, it's a political tool by which they can control the masses. Otherwise, they not even, if they were interested in Christianity, their churches are being sold left, right and center in their countries. Their churches are empty. They should build their means work, Christian being work in their countries. Why are they going to Asia? Why are they going to Africa? Why are they going to other countries? The reason is that they just want to make the people Christians to keep them to white supremacy comes in the mind of a person. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is portrayed as a white man, and all the time the whites are superior. So, and that they can control the world. This is all what they are using it for. So anyway, what was I saying? The battle of Shamli, Jazakumullah. In this battle, one great alim, all the time it was seen in his life, he was licking his lips all the time. All the time licking his lips. So somebody asked him, Hadrat, why is this all the time? So he says, in the battle of Shamli, a certain amount of us were destined to become shaheeds. I myself saw also that the whores of Jannat, Hur al-Ain, had come down with the goblets of the drinks of Jannat, and they put it to everyone's lip, and one of them put it to my lip also, and another Hur al-Ain told, he is not amongst them to become shaheed in this battle. So she took that glass, the goblet away, but one drop of it that touched me, so sweet and so enjoyable, that till today I'm getting that enjoyment. So now when you drink that, and the Hur al-Ain come, your wife comes for you, and the Hur al-Ain, not Miss World. What is Miss World? Hur al-Ain comes for you, and she welcomes you with that wonderful drink. Now a bullet hits you, now you are cut with a sword, it's on a dead body that is happening. Your ruh is gone, and you have gone to your enjoyment already. So all this pain and that, when the reality of iman comes, a person doesn't fear what will happen in the battlefield, this difficulty and that difficulty, it's with nothing. Those great things come in front of a person. So by following sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way of doing things. Or sunnat ka tariqa akmal tariqa hai. The most perfect way, if you are an idealistic person and you want everything to be done correctly and perfectly, it is only one way, and that is the way of the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So sunnats are very, very great, important thing. Never Allahu Akbar. One person went to a great bujurg in Bhopal, and in the discussion, he was an alim himself also. In one letter he said, Baharal yet a sunnat hai. That in any case, this is only a sunnat. That bujurg told him that it's true, it is only a sunnat. But your lahja, your tone of saying it is kufr. That you haven't got the love of sunnat, the azmat, the greatness of sunnat. That is sunnat, it's not important, a'udhu billah. So it's so important is sunnat. Mufti Taqir Usmani, the Ahmad Barakatuh, with this very beautiful example he has given, that generally people the world over, and especially in Islamic countries, whether it is the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, whether it is the Muslims in Pakistan, always demanding from the governments, we want Islamic law, we want Sharia. In Algeria, in Libya, all the three Muslims, reasonably, they want Islamic Sharia, and which is very good. So he said that is a very good aspiration, and no problem with that. But every person is a government of his own, a country of his own, your whole body, and there are so many provinces in this body of yours. The province of the head, the brain, the province of the eyes, the tongue, the ears, hands, legs, heart, all the provinces. And you are the president of this country, was out election. We didn't have to do any campaigning, and you are lifelong president, prime minister, not 5 years, 4 years, lifelong you are, and you got no opposition in your government also. But many times your opposition sabotage your plans and put a bad light on the government. The government is bad and weak, but they sabotage all the plans underhand. What this happens throughout the world all the time. So you got no opposition also, and you are the lifelong president. You just bring Islam in your eyes, bring Islam in your mind, Islam in your heart, in your hands and legs, and every person does this. We don't need a big budget also. We need about 20 million to start this project. Or we need so much buildings to start this project. We need so much manpower to start this project. And we got lot of opposition. No, nothing like that. Every person can do it. And just bring one sunnah, and the whole of Deen will be alive in the whole world. Without any military, without any budget, without any buildings or anything, big administration cost. We need so many computers, we need so many this. We don't need anything. So the value of sunnah, if Allah can put into our heart. And every person, and sincerely and genuinely we try and bring. Nobody can be perfect. Nobody can have every sunnah. But we try our best and we cherish this idea. And say, Allahu Akbar, what value Allah Ta'ala will give us. Also to understand the value of sunnah, it's not long ago that we all know we should buy rice, and with the rice the stones also, the little pieces of grass and twigs also. But when we bought the rice, whatever the price of rice was per kilo, and we knew there will be stones also inside, and there will be twigs also. We paid the price of rice for the stones, which is more heavier than rice, and for the twigs, which is more lighter than rice, but we paid the why? Nisbah. It was worth the rice. And when we, after buying it, we looked after that, the 5 kilos, 10 kilos, one bag of rice we bought, that somebody mustn't steal it in the rain, sun, it mustn't get bad, some animals mustn't eat it or anything. We looked after it also. But when the house lady sat for hours cleaning the rice, today there are machines and the rice comes completely clean. All the bars, everything comes completely clean. Today ladies are relieved of that also. So anyway, when they used to sit for hours cleaning the rice, and they separated the stones and the twigs and they threw it outside. Now when it got separated, no nisbat, no ta'alluq with sunnah, now it had no value. Now the dogs urinated on it. Now the people trampled on it. They kicked it from anywhere. Nobody was worried. Because it's so exactly like that. We, as long as we are connected with sunnahs, with the masjid, with Quran Sharif, with deen, our value by Allah, we are thorns. We are pieces of stone. But because we are connected with deen, our value by Allah is the value of sunnahs. Our value by Allah is the value of the Quran Sharif. Our value by Allah is the value of the masjid. But when nobody separated us, we separated ourselves. And now we are living our lives away. So we are like that, stones lying outside now. And now whether the drinkers of wine urinate on us, or the eaters of swine trample us, Allah's Jewish doesn't, is not moved also. That because we haven't got sunnahs in our lives. How sad it is what we hear, what's happening in Syria, what's happening in Palestine, etc. But when we see sometimes the dressing of those people, we see their lifestyle, far, far from deen. So what terrible things are not happening to this ummah? Because one time Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that, for example, if there were 1,000 people in Medina Sharif at that time, 999 will worry about that one individual, and one individual will worry about the 999. Today what is happening in the ummah, who is worried? So roughly about so-called 50 Islamic countries, and what is happening to the Muslims? Nobody even just comes out from the in fact, now the position has come that the Muslim people support the non-Muslims against the Muslims. Everywhere this is happening. All this is our indifference of being. That with the value of being is not in our hearts. So this is what we have to try and make an effort. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has given such a beautiful example. He says that, so to say, the roses in the garden complain to Allah Ta'ala, that, Ya Allah, you made us the thorns under the roses, they complain to Allah. You made us thorns, and nobody likes thorns in his garden. And when the gardener will come, garden surface to clean the garden, we are thorns, they will throw us out. So to say, Allah told those thorns, I made you thorns, my thorns, don't you worry. You don't have to, nobody will throw you out. You only do one thing, stay under my roses. As long as you stay under my roses, nobody will throw you out. And if a person gives a rose to his beloved, you will go with also. If a person buys a rose for 10 rand, 15, 20, whatever the price might be, he'll buy the thorns at the price of roses. Why? They are with the roses. So as long as we are with sunnats, our value will be the value of, and nobody will be able to touch us. Koi baal nika nahi kar sakega. Nobody will touch our hair. Nobody will lift his eyes and look at us. But today, because we haven't got the sunnats, Maulana Sulaiman Anani Rahmatullah Ali was a great alim, Atta Suleiman, who was in Rustenburg. Mashallah, his sons all hafiz, etc. And he was in Middleburg for the latter part of his life. He had a lot of contact with the Varachias in Hetwick, who are now in Azadburg. So in Hetwick, he used to visit them, and very great contact with Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. In fact, Mufti Taqi Sahib just said now, the first volume of Ma'arif al-Quran that was printed was by the sponsorship of Haji Abdul Hay Varachia and Mu'anana Sulaiman Anami. So anyway, he was visiting them during holidays, and just down by the river on a Saturday afternoon. So he said that, let's go for a walk to the river. So they were apprehensive, because on the way were some of this white poor people, and their houses were there, and on a Saturday afternoon they'll be sitting on the stoop in front, and when we will pass and Maulana has got kurta on, they will make a mockery out of us. We all had shirt and trouser on. So but Maulana was insistent he wants to go. So anyway, they had to go. As they went past, those white people called them. And we suffer, we used to, and still we suffer from an inferiority complex, that the way I draw below, those whites are calling us, I don't know what they're going to tell us now. So when they called, they were now convinced that they're going to make a big joke and mockery out of them. But what did they say? That as long as you people were dressed like this, with this kurta and that, we called you Abraham. We have respect for Ibrahim al-Islam, which they also respect. And Ibrahim al-Islam, Allah has given that all the nations respect Ibrahim al-Islam. When you people used to come hawking, we should give you a place in our houses to sleep. We should give you, shouldn't eat our meat stuff, our food stuff. We should give you coffee to drink. But when you started dressing like this, your shirt and trouser, that is when we started calling you kulis. And we had no respect for you. And your respect just fell from our eyes. We don't understand the value of sunnats. When we were in Jamaat, in about 79, there was a priest from France who had accepted Islam. And a little bit background of this priest, while he was a priest, he had built a masjid for the Muslims. He loved Islam and everything of Islam. We don't realize our value. Very sadly. We're looking at it from a narrow aspect from within ourselves. So he had loved Islam and he built a masjid. He gave them the masjid, the keys, he built it all. And when we gave them the keys, they started fighting that we'll be president, we'll be secretary, who's going to be treasurer. So he took the keys away. I said, I didn't give you the masjid for all this fighting in the masjid. I gave it because I love the way you perform your namaz, your azan and that. So anyway, that time he was near 80, about 79. Abdul Rahim, Abdul Karim, something was his name. He gave us three advices. One is the sunnah dressing of yours, never give it up. He says, you don't understand, but for us Christian people, this has got a very great, it makes a great impression on us. And I experienced it when I returned from India, and I didn't want to keep a maid in the house, so I made the housework easy. Those were about 40 years ago. Washing machines were not common in our house, dishwashers were not common, so I wanted to buy a washing machine. So I went to town, it was a Friday, and I did not still bath and change my clothes. On Friday when you bath, change your clothes, you shine. But before that, your clothing of 1-2 days, and you didn't bath, you know. I went to a shop, And there were these elderly Christian ladies, two of them. They were in charge of the shop. I went in the shop and I told them that before they even listened to what I did, virtually they were making tawaf around me. And they say, oh, how wonderful. This dressing is so beautiful. They were so impressed with it. Naturally it is in the, especially those Christians who are good Christians, in them still love of Allah and love of humanity and these values, love of pious people. Every picture of Isa al-Islam, how it's portrayed. They knew all this. So it has got great, great value. So the first advice he gave, that never change your dressing. The second, he said, your adhans that you call out. You don't realize, and therefore also make sure that our muazzin gives good adhan, clear adhan, not that you can't even make out what he's saying. The wrong azans, and that is the duty primarily of the materialists, but they don't pay attention. The imam should try and train his muazzin. They were working the imam in the muazzin, but the Maulana Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullah alayh, one of his mission of life was that our azans come according to sunnah. In most of our masjids, if we don't pay attention, the adhan is given very, very wrongly. So the adhan, in fact, one place in south of India, Madras, in the time of Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayh, a Hindu woman who accepted Islam, but when she heard the adhan, she turned against Islam. She said, this is the advert of Islam. Then what is there? So Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayh was very upset. He said that, correct our azans. And the adhan, many people, when we were in Germiston, when I was there, many of the nearby areas, they should say that person who sings so beautifully in the morning, he's waking up Fajr time, but he said a beautiful singing tone. It is many Hindu people, many places, they prefer houses near the masjid to hear the adhan. But we Muslims, we would prefer our houses far from the masjid. So we don't hear the adhan. Adhan is another thing. And the third thing he told us, that make your namazes whenever you are traveling in public places. Don't be shy. Don't hide and go make it in one corner. Make it, he says, the postures of namaz has got a tremendous effect on the people. And this also I experienced on two times. Once I was returning from Durban by plane and at O.R. Tambo Airport. It was Maghrib time when I landed, so I just went one side, made my Maghrib. The security man came to me after that, and he asked me, what were you doing? So I said, I was praying. So he said, that's wonderful. He says that kneeling and the bowing down, there is a wonderful form of prayer. Once our sheikh was in Niger, and I was coming back home after that, it was also Maghrib, and at a filling station next to the car, I made my Maghrib namaz, that petrol attendant came to me and he asked me, what were you doing? So I said, I was praying. So he told me, oh, how wonderful that prayer. You don't realize what postures Allah has given us, our ruku, our sajda. He says, me from tonight, every night, I'm first going to kneel down like this to my Lord and pray to Him. So Allah has given us, but we in our namaz, we make no qadr of our namaz. And if many of us, our short-sightedness, we are very happy and proudly we tell our visitors that our airport, they gave us namaz facility, got a namaz room. In actual fact, they are hiding this da'wat of Islam in one room. When Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah Ali came the first time to South Africa, I remember it was a very old airport, today's airport is called, and about 250 people were making Maghrib namaz behind one imam. What an impression it had on all the airport people there, all who were present. One imam, what military, there isn't discipline in the military as much as discipline we got. One imam who says Allahu Akbar, and everyone, with two friends, a Muslim and non-Muslim, were watching live TV in America. And it was Hajj time. And we were watching all about the Haram. So then in that, the Muslim friend told the non-Muslim, in another few minutes, they're going to start with prayers. And one of the requisites is that the saf must be straight. So what do you think, how long will it take to sleep. You can see how Allah is sitting. We know before namaz, somebody is making tilawat, somebody is lying down, somebody is resting, how everyone is sitting. So he says, I think at least 15-20 minutes. So you can keep in mind that this is the ground floor, there's a basement, there's a first floor, and there's the roof also. So he says then about 45 minutes, 1 hour. And when the Imam just said, صَفُّوا صُفُوفَكُمْ فَإِنَّ تَسْوِيَةُ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَةِ, all the sets become straight. We accepted Islam immediately. What discipline we have got, one Imam, even if he makes an error and he makes salam, all follow him also. What discipline has been given in our Islam. So these are beautiful. So every sunnah, Allahu Akbar, it has got great magnetic force, great attraction, that we admit, let us have it properly and with the correct spirit of it also. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand the value of sunnahs, and this is the honoring of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are his ambassadors wherever we are. And we should be the ambassador. If the ambassador does something wrong of the government, he's called back immediately, he's fired. We are the ambassadors of Islam. And we should show this, a businessman in his business, dress and conduct your business according to sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu. A doctor in his surgery, and how many people got hidayah from this? Every person in whichever field he is, that you have to bring the sunnahs, and do your profession, do your business according to sunnah also. And then see the great value and the great propagation of Islam that will take place. Make me our priority and dunya bhai the way. And when we do that, Allah will give us more dunya than what we are getting now. We won't be able to imagine with less effort. Your efforts will be more for me, and Allah will give you more of dunya. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, and may Allah Ta'ala let us understand that and cherish and do sunnahs out of the love of Nabi alayhi salam. And that is what Allah wants from us. With that aspiration, let us try and follow sunnahs. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا الله هر سنت كائن نصيب فرما محبت نصيب فرما عمل نصيب فرما اور هر سنت کی تبلیغ نصيب فرما. يا الله سنتوں کو ہماری نظروں میں پیاری فرما اور يا الله ہم مر مٹنے کو ہو جائے سنتوں کے لئے. يا الله ہماری پوری زندگی اس حیات کا ممات صبح سے شام ہماری بیویوں کو ہماری اولادوں کو ہمارے بچوں کو یا اللہ سنت کے مطابق ہماری زندگی ہو جائے. یا اللہ حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا پیار ہم سب کو نصیب ہو. یا اللہ دین دنیا آخرت کی تمام خیر اور بھلائی ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. When the British wanted to arrest Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali because he fought against them because of this sinister ideas, he went into hiding for 3 days. After that he came out from hiding. People told him it's very dangerous stuff. Hey, the people are everywhere, the spies and the police are around. So he said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 3 days went in hiding, Ghari Thur. It's not sunnah more than 3 days. How they followed sunnah? Their lives were in danger, but he said, no, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 3 days in Ghari Thur, I can't stay more than 3 days in hiding. And so how they cherished the sunnah.